Number 78, have absent mind. The mind is running out. Do not try to focus. Be mindful. Be mindful naturally. If you have absent mind, if you be aware of it, is this okay? No problem. Do not be absent mind. Recite a word, putto, putto, and breathing and be aware of it. Do not let the mind going out without knowing it. See? Just try to be aware of the breathing and be aware of the body. Number 78, you should raise more awareness and mindfulness. Your mindfulness is very low. That person, be aware. Do not let the mind going out without awareness. The student in the back, they like to have Long Po pointing out to them, but Long Po don't know how to point it out. It's too far. You stretch too much. What Long Po noticed is that if you practice regularly every day in daily life, if your mind absent mind, you just know it. Your mind is busy, you be aware of it. And if you can practice very well in daily life, when you do the formal meditation by sitting meditation, you don't need to stress your mind. Your mind will be natural. But if you let your mind going out all day long without being aware, when you come back and do the formal practice, your practice will be too stressful. You focus too much. So this is the two extreme. So in the daily life, it will be too loose, and in your formal practice, it will be too stressful. So when you try to control yourself too much, the Buddha said when you control yourself, you will be going up. You can go to the good realm. You can go to the heaven. But when you let your defilement control you, or you give up and you do things followed by your defilement or impurity, you will going down. You can going to hell. So when you get confused, just know it that you confused. When you confuse and then you start thinking or try to find answer about it, you just know that you are confusing. Know what happened at the present moment. So that person, Long Po said, he control himself too much. So most of us either control yourself or you just let the defilement control you. This is too extreme. How can we not let the mind be absent mind? We cannot do it. We cannot control the mind. The mind is not under our control. What we can do is just be aware when the mind is absent mind, when the mind is going out. You just be aware of it. The moment that you aware that the mind is going out, your mind is already at the right mind, at the right position, is back to the home base. So what you have to do is you have to find your home base. You just know that your mind is with the breathing or with the wording futo. When the mind is at the home base, either the breathing or the futo, you just know that your mind is at home. And when your mind is going out, you just know it also. You forget about your home, your mind forget about your home and going out. You just know it. So when your mind is going out, that is one extreme. But when you try to focus your mind, try to control your mind, this is another extreme. Some people try to control your mind by holding the mind to be still. This is also focusing. Some people try to focus the mind with the breathing. This is also another extreme. When you focus your mind at the breathing, this is the extreme too. Another kind is when you be happy with the breathing, this is another extreme too. So every one of us either fall into one or another extreme. If you don't fall into the two extremes, you will be in the middle path. So the middle path is when you not fall into either the loose one or the two controlling one. That's the middle path. So this is the starting point of the practice. So just try to be aware. Being mindful and be awareness is the starting point. When we know that the body is breathing, we know it naturally with the mind that be happy. If we have intention that the mind should not be absent, this is too much. And when you be aware of the breathing, but we fall into the happiness, that is another extreme. So the true extreme is be there along our practice. We just know it. So when we can come to the middle path, which is the pure awareness, we will progress in our practice. When Long Po was young, he do the meditation. He did meditation for 22 years, and his mind is very powerful, but he don't know how to use this kind of mind to continue the practice until he found Long Po Dun. Long Po Dun asked him to observe the mind. At the beginning, Long Po didn't know how to practice, so he tried to protect his mind. He tried to control his mind. This is one extreme. Long Po Dun told him that this is not the right way of practice. Long Po Dun told him that you should not control your mind. You just observe your mind. Control your mind is one extreme. So Long Po observed the mind, just know that the mind is be happy and the mind is unhappy. The mind is good or bad. He just know the mind without any interfering. This is the middle path. At the beginning of the practice, he tried to protect his mind and control his mind, and Long Po Dun told him that this is the wrong way. So if you have accumulated the right kind of practice, it's easier that your mind will be on the right track. The first time that Long Po met Long Po Dun, Long Po Dun told him that you have been reading a lot of books, so now it's time for you to read your mind, to observe your mind. Long Po Dun asked Long Po whether he understand. Long Po said yes, and he come back and he took the train from the Surin to Korat, and he gets scared, he frightened, and what he how can he observe the mind? Where is the mind? What is the mind? How could he observe the mind? He know nothing about the mind. So he got frightened, but the train already depart. So what he did is he practiced samatha. He breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in put breathing out too. And when the mind get peaceful, he consider that the mind should be within this body. The mind is not with the tree without, and the mind should not be with the right field. The mind should be within the body. So he observed the mind within the body. So when he started practice, he do the right track. That when he don't know what to do, he do samatha. With samatha, he try to observe the mind, and he know that the mind should be within this body. The mind should be within this body, not with not elsewhere. So you have to observe that the three characteristics is in this body and mind. This body and mind is impermanent, suffering, and not self. So in the practice, you have to practice within this body and mind. Just be aware and observe within this body and mind. So when you practice and then you submit the homework to the master will point out the right way for you. So you just come back and consider what's the right things to do. Lung Pa is not a burden to the master. What master told him, he do it so. In his life, there was only 7 times that Lung Pa have to ask for help for the master. So many of us depend on Lung Pa too much. Lung Pa himself have to ask question, need help from the master only 7 times. Many of us do not try to help yourself. Many of us want Lung Pa to help you too much. So Lung Pa said that he talked about this, try to be able to help yourself, try to be independent. How many of you still want to have questions? So this person control yourself too much. Can you see that you want to speak? Just know it so. Just know it the present moment. To practice is know it what happened in the present moment. The present moment that you are controlling, you just know that you try to control your mind. So for this person, Lung Pa suggests her to try to see the desire that arises in your mind. To submit the homework to Lung Pa, you don't need to speak too long. You don't have to speak the whole story. You just have a quick question, a short question is enough. So who thinks it is very necessary to submit the homework, just read ahead. Number 32, see you try to hold your hand, you control your hand, can you see? She said yes, because she feels the mind is oppressed. Lung Pa said, you control your mind because of the desire to practice. When you have desire to practice, you have the greed for the results. You try to control your mind. When you control your mind is oppressed and the mind is not comfortable. The cause of the mind that's suppressed is because your mind have a greed in practicing. She said her mind attached to a kind of phenomena and she don't know what to do. Lung Pa said if you know why, you will know. Because you want to practice, you try to do something, you not be natural observing the mind, the cause of suppressing the mind because the mind have the greed in practice. This person said she come from Chiang Mai, and she said when she sit meditation and her mind, she lost her mind for 6 or 7 hours. And Paul said that's not good practice because you lost your mind for 6 or 7 hours without any awareness is not good. You have to correct your practice. Just come back and be aware of the body. See the body working, see the mind, see the body sitting, and consider the body as just come from the elements. Do not try to let the mind attach to nothingness. So when the mind is attached to nothingness, it's not good for you. There are children that Bodhisattva do not go. The first realm is the realm of Sotavad, and another realm is the realm that you are attached to, the realm of nothingness. When you are attached to nothingness, when you stress your mind too much, the mind will sneak out to the nothingness. There is no body, there is no mind, there is nothing. This is not the right way to practice. So for her, Gongpo suggests that just try to practice by being aware of the body. Just let the body work, let the body do the housework, and then be aware of the body. If you have a problem in your practice like this, it is good that you ask, because this is a very serious problem. You should not attach to this kind of phenomena or this kind of realm. So she said she do the walking meditation for 15 hours, but she did it wrong. So that's why her mind go to the nothingness realm. So Longpa suggests her that when she do the sitting meditation, she should not do the sitting meditation with the breathing. She just sit and consider her body, thinking about the body. Do not practice the way you did before. And she said there are a lot of people in the temple did the wrong way as she did. And Paul said, yes. So for her, just try to move the body and be aware of the body that moving. So when you try to control your mind will be very stressful. So when you stress your mind too much, the mind will sneak out to the nothingness realm. Because when you try to stress the body and mind too much, the body and mind cannot tolerate the stressfulness. They sneak out to the nothingness realm. So this realm is not the realm that you should go, because nobody wants to go. Either Bodhisattva do not go to that realm. She said she have been practicing for 5 months, and this is the first time she submitted homework. She asked for suggestion whether she did the right thing. And Paul said, yes, she practiced quite well. Now you try to control yourself. Just know it. Know that you control yourself. Do not try to stress. Just be aware naturally. You practice in daily life, do the movement naturally and be aware of the movement. She asked whether her mind walked into the wisdom path yet. Longpo said no, because her mind is not at the right mind. Her mind is not at the home base yet. Now her mind is focusing. When the mind is focusing, it's not in the middle path. When it's not in the middle path, it's not walk on the wisdom. Number 15, why you want to submit the home back? You are very exciting. She said this is the first time that she submit the homework, and this is the first time she come here. Rongpa suggests her just to be aware and be mindful. So like now, she's smiling. Did she aware? Rongpa suggests her to be aware of the body. When the body moves, just be aware, because she can observe the body easily. Can you see that the body is moving? She said yes. When you observe the body, you see that the mind is one thing and the body is another thing. The mind and the body is two separate things. And she asked, Lungpo asked whether she have doubt, she have question. Do you know? She said yes, she know. Lungpo said you don't need to ask question. Just know that you want to ask question is enough. She asked whether the thinking and mind is the same thing or not. The thinking and mind is not the same thing. Thinking is one thing. The mind is the knower. Know that the mind is thinking. Know that the questioning is arise. Just know. Know that the defilement arises. Just know it. She haven't submitted homework for 1.5 years. Last time, Lungpo told her to observe that the mind is not under control. She said her heart beat very fast now. She got very excited. She think her samadhi is very too less, and she want to improve her samadhi. Lungpo suggests her that you should observe the breathing by observe that the body is breathing, and observe that the breathing is foot toe and breathing. Last time, Lungpo told her not to do samatha because she attached to the wrong kind of samadhi. But now, Lungpo think it's time that you can do samatha now, because last time, she tried to do samatha with the greeting and the desire to be peaceful. But the right kind of practice is just try not to practice with too much stress. Just do it naturally in a relaxing way. And this person said he has been practicing for a couple of months, and he can observe that the mind is not struggle too much. So he can observe that the mind is going out, and he can observe that the mind is going out. And when the mind is going out, and he can observe it, when he do it again and again, he can see that the mind is empty. Lungpo said, yes, you can see emptiness when you practice this way, but you can see that the emptiness or the busy mind is there are also temporary things. They not last forever. And he said that he would like to gain the supernatural power, superpower, supernatural mind. He want to practice samadhi to gain this kind of power. Lungpo suggests that he should not do it that way. He should practice so that he become enlightened first. So just practice by observing the mind and be aware what phenomena arise in your mind, whether it's good or bad, happy or unhappy. Just observe what arise in your body and mind. So, and he also need to do samatha. If he don't do samatha, the mind will be too busy. But when you practice samadhi, the right samadhi have to have mindfulness. all the time along with the practice. Number 14. This is the first time she came here. She came from Germany. She has been listening to Lumpo teaching for 4 months, and she can see that she can observe her defilement arise very often. She said she tried to observe in daily life, and she do also do formal practice, and she want to know whether she do the right thing. Lumpo said yes, yes, she on the right track, and but now she try to control her mind a little bit because she got excited. Lumpo said, just be aware that everything does arise, they fall down. Everything is just temporary. Everything is just arise and fall. They are all temporary. They are impermanent. Whenever that you think that you cannot observe the mind, just come back to observe the body. So when you cannot observe the mind, just observe the body. When you observe the mind will gain the energy and power. Then you can go back and observe your mind. We do not observe the mind so that the mind gain the peacefulness or the wholesomeness. We observe the mind so that we see that they are all kind of phenomena are temporary. She said she had been listening to Lumpo teaching for 2 or 3 years. At the beginning, she can see the phenomena clearly, but lately she cannot observe it clearly as when she practiced in the beginning. Lumpo said she now she tried to ignore the phenomena. When she observed the phenomena enough, the mind do not get interest in the phenomena and not observe the right phenomena anymore. So this is the last person. Lumpo said, whatever you do is good, is in the right way, but now your mind is attached to the nothingness outside. You just know it, that the mind is going out, is not at the home base. So at the beginning of the practice, the mind will be very bright and very peaceful and very happy. You just know it. At the beginning of the practice, you will feel the happiness when you practice. But the more you practice, when you realize the truth, you will feel that the truth is suffering. Just keep practicing by uplifting the body and mind. Now you are happy, but when the happiness go away, you just know it, that actually the world full of suffering. When you see that everything is suffering, the mind will be liberated. But at this time, the mind is still enjoying the world. You should educate the mind to see the truth about the body and mind, to see the truth about the world. When you see that this body and mind is suffer, you will know that other people is suffer too. So when you see the suffering, the mind will be liberated. So this is super modern above the world. That is at that point, the mind will be very happy. So now you can go back home.